You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Wisconsin is joining yet another multi-state lawsuit against the Trump administration, this time over education funding. Attorney General Josh Call says the move includes 23 other states. The lawsuit argues that the Trump administration withholding more than $6 billion for schools and adult education programs is illegal and unconstitutional. Wisconsin was supposed to get about $72 million on July 1st. Instead, the state was notified on June 30th that money would not be coming. It was already authorized by Congress in a bill that was signed into law by President Donald Trump just 4 months ago. Superintendent Jill Enderle says, quote, "Wisconsin schools depend on these dollars to serve kids. Make no mistake, stopping this money has already harmed and will continue to harm our families and communities," end quote. Adult education programs rely on federal funding even more than our K-12 public schools do when it comes to their budgets. Wisconsin's technical colleges are glad the state has joined this lawsuit. Joanne Krulatz reports.
Wisconsin Technical College System supports Wisconsin joining the coalition of states suing the Trump administration to restore funding under the Adult Education and Family Literacy Act. Of the 34,000 students enrolled in adult education at Wisconsin's 16 technical colleges each year, over 17,000 depend on Adult Education and Family Literacy Act funding to access essential services through the technical colleges and community-based organizations. In the 2023-24 academic year alone, over 2,500 of these learners enrolled in post-secondary occupational programs at these colleges, programs that directly lead to career pathways and help meet the workforce needs of Wisconsin employers.
Local health officials are issuing a warning after a spike in overdoses. At one point this week, there were 5 confirmed overdose calls to 911 in just a 24-hour period. Staff at Public Health Madison-Dane County say they don't know what's causing this spike, but substance abuse can increase the risk of heat-related illnesses. Officials advise people with substance use disorders to carry Narcan and use fentanyl test strips. They also want people to know the signs of overdose and not to be afraid to call 911. Wisconsin has a Good Samaritan law, which gives some legal protections to people trying to help save someone in the middle of an overdose. And Metro Transit wants to improve conditions for riders with disabilities, specifically on the BRT lines. This is an ongoing issue, as folks have said they don't have enough time to board BRT buses, or they go right by riders with wheelchairs and walkers, or the drivers aren't properly deploying bridge plates, the platforms that help wheelchair users get onto the bus. The Cap Times reports drivers are getting updated accessibility training, plus they'll add more accessibility signage and markers. On top of that, Metro Transit is holding community training sessions this month to get people more familiar with BRT operations and more comfortable getting on the buses. As we reported earlier this week, 2 of 3 veterans housing centers in Wisconsin are set to close after Republican lawmakers didn't fund them in the state budget. Now, a group of Democrats is trying to save those centers. Lisa Hale reports.
3 Northeast Wisconsin legislators have introduced a bill to restore $1.9 million to the Veteran Housing and Recovery Program. The VHRP operates 3 short-term housing facilities across the state in Chippewa Falls, Green Bay, and Union Grove. They provide temporary housing, job training, and resources to veterans facing homelessness. While Governor Tony Evers did add almost $2 million to his biennial budget proposal to keep funding all 3 sites, the Republicans in the Joint Finance Committee removed it. The JFC's failure to fund the VHRP will force the centers in Chippewa Falls and the Greater Green Bay area to close. A bill introduced by Senator Jamie Wall of Green Bay, Representative Ryan Spouty of Ashwaubenon, and Representative Ahmad Rivera-Wagner of Green Bay would restore that funding to the budget and save the locations in Chippewa Falls and Bellevue. Rivera-Wagner said veterans deserve better. Quote, "In the face of federal cuts that just passed in Congress, it's disrespectful to leave those who have served our country out in the cold at a time where they have the most need." The legislature will reconvene in session this fall. In the meantime, the Chippewa Falls and Bellevue locations of VHRP will close on September 30th. Veterans residing at those locations will be offered alternative placement options and will continue to receive assistance through supportive services. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
And the new supervision rule goes into effect at Goodman Pool today. Now, anyone under 16 needs to be accompanied by an adult. That used to just apply for kids under 11. City staff say this will keep the pool a welcoming place for everyone. And Maxwell Street Days begins today. Businesses all up and down State Street have sidewalk sales with special deals. More than 50 shops, bars, and restaurants are participating. Plus, you might find live music and free face painting. To accommodate the event, State Street and part of North Henry Street will be closed for the next couple days. Maxwell Street Days runs today through Sunday. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
An update on the Brewers' Sal Frelick. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers head to L.A. to play the Dodgers tomorrow night, but their starting right fielder and leadoff batter, Sal Frelick, may not be able to play. An MRI showed Frelick suffered a minor hamstring injury Sunday against the Nationals, but for now, he's day-to-day. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Hurt my heart, you know, like he's such a key cog in this whole thing. That just ruined my day.
NBA, the Bucks have re-signed backup center Chris Livingston to a one-year deal worth $2 million. That comes after losing Brook Lopez to the Clippers following seven seasons in Milwaukee.
You know, free agency came. Everything happened pretty fast, but looking at my options, I was just thrilled the Clippers reached out. They've been a great team quite a while now, you know, and there's just, you know, a great chance to win a championship here.
The Bucks lost to the Bulls last night 102-98 to close out their summer league schedule. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. George Wendt passed away May 20th at the age of 76. Wendt played Norm on Cheers for all 11 seasons of the show. His co-star, Rhea Perlman, who played Carla on the show, told the New York Post recently his passing was the saddest thing ever. Perlman and Wendt were both part of a Cheers reunion at the 2024 Emmys. The actress says none of her or her fellow Cheers castmates thought Wendt was that sick, adding that she didn't even think Wendt thought he was sick. Perlman's new show, Too Much, can be seen on Netflix. Yes, there are probably too many sequels and franchise movies coming out of Hollywood. Every once in a while, though, you see one that catches your eye and you think it's really cool. Such is the case for yours truly and a new movie from the Dr. Seuss world based on the book Oh, the Places You'll Go. Warner Brothers has announced the new animated film will feature the voices of Josh Gad and Ariana Grande. Oh, the Places You'll Go was the last book published by Dr. Seuss, who passed away in 1990. No release date on the movie has been announced. Yesterday in the Beats, I talked a lot about the Emmy nominations, which were announced Tuesday morning. Kathy Bates was nominated for Best Actress for her role on the Matlock reboot. According to The Hollywood Reporter, Bates is the oldest actress ever to be nominated in the category at the age of 77. Bates crushed the old record set by Angela Lansbury, who was 70 at the time when she was last nominated for an Emmy. Lansbury bumping off Bates to keep her record would have actually been a great episode of Murder, She Wrote, or Matlock. In other old folks done good news, Harrison Ford has earned his first Emmy nomination at the tender age of 83 for his role in Shrinking. Ford plays therapist Paul Rhodes, who is battling Parkinson's. It's a nice honor for Ford, although it pretty much just means he's had such a great movie career, he's never had to do TV. Ford stars opposite Jason Segel and Wendy Malick on the Apple TV show. Both seasons are available to stream, and a third season has been ordered. Is there anyone left in America who does not stream and only uses broadcast TV? Probably, but not many, as ratings would indicate. According to the Nielsen, broadcast TV accounted for just 18.5% of all viewers for the month of June. That is a record low, according to Deadline. Streaming viewership, however, reached a total of 46%. This is the first time the networks have fallen below 20% of overall viewers. Deadline says that could be due in part to a lack of sports in the month of June and after network TV shows have wrapped their seasons. There will be no season 3 of Taylor Sheridan's 1923. The Yellowstone spinoff was never meant to go beyond two chapters or seasons. The Harrison Ford, Helen Mirren-led 1923 has become a hit internationally, 3 months after the season finale aired on Paramount+. Season 1 of the show has found a new home on Netflix overseas, making it the ninth most watched Netflix show. Can Netflix do anything wrong other than the Jake Paul Mike Tyson fight? For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A lot calmer today after a wet and stormy Wednesday. A mix of clouds and sun today, cooler and less humid, a high of 71. For tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 55. Gorgeous finish to the work week, sunny on Friday, high of 78. Currently, it's 59.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.